Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And thank you for downloading this as we make our way through this rather grey and dismal Friday where I live. I'm not sure if the cloud seeding's working better in your neck of the woods, but it's not great here. But there we go. Anyway, I want to talk about Scottish primary schools because I saw a remarkable headline which should worry us all. And it is basically that Scottish primary schools are appointing children as LGBT champions. Pupils can also now join up gender and sexual orientation alliance groups as part of a scheme run by a charity. So kids as young as four, get that, four-year-old, are being asked if they are gay, lesbian or trans. This is a report that the Daily Telegraph has conducted. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying to think that children as young as four are being asked what their sexual orientation is. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, at that age, that's a completely inappropriate conversation. It's not right that that conversation should ever happen. Arguably, certainly not when they're primary school, and I would argue it's not for schools to be conducting these conversations in the first place. But this is the grooming that's going on officially within the schools. So a four-year-old can be asked if they're gay, lesbian, or trans when they don't even know what their sexuality is. I mean, they're prepubescent, for God's sake. Leave them alone. And this notion that they can appoint then LGBT champions from amongst the children is also absolutely shocking. So, you know, the best thing you can do in Scotland is if you've got kids in primary school, get them the hell out of there. If they're Scottish state primary schools, they are dangerous places. They are not safe for your children because clearly there's an agenda in play. A deeply evil, deeply satanic agenda to get at your kids. Now, I mean, I've got a three-year-old and a two-year-old and a one-month-year-old in terms of grandkids. And the prospect of those kids being brought into a school environment where they're asked at the age of four, hey, are you gay? Maybe you're feeling a bit trans today. And that's just grooming. That's child abuse. That is state-sanctioned child abuse of children in Scotland with the full approval of the Scottish Government and the educational establishment. And let's not forget the role of the educational establishment in this. So we can rail for all we want at the SNP, and we know what a bunch of degenerate clowns they are. We know that. But the schools are going along with this. This is being embraced by the schools, by the school headmasters, by the school teachers. So what do we make of that then? I mean, how come that they're perfectly prepared to go along with it? Oh, but they want to keep their jobs, David. You don't understand. Listen, if the price of you keeping your job is to groom children, then you've got some serious, serious moral problems. Any teacher asked to do anything like this should turn around and say, no, sorry, I don't groom children. And then take this, if there's any disciplinary action against them, which I doubt, but if there was, then take the school to court. So let the court say that the school has the right to groom children. Let the court say that and see how we get on. But this is the problem we have. This whole LGBTism is being driven through our educational establishments. And there's a damn good reason for that. They want to get the kids when they're four-year-old. And make them think that, he could be gay, he might be trans, maybe lesbian, who knows? Yeah. And because then when those kids get to their teens and puberty hits, then they're going to be all over the place. Moving from childhood through puberty is difficult enough. It's one of the big transitions we all make. And the vast majority of people get through it successfully and have, you know, happy, satisfied lives and all of that. But this is about introducing volatility at such a young age that then it's not so sure that such kids would get through everything with the same degree of success. In fact, I think what it's about is creating a generation of disturbed children who are going to deny reality. And you were getting to the point where, and this is what you see, this rising in poll after poll after poll of younger people, they no longer identify, a significant quantity of them no longer identify as heterosexual. You know, well, this is the way to societal collapse, because I'm sorry to break it to people, but we need heterosexuals because they're the people that create the next generation. It's not the homosexuals that do that, sorry, and it's certainly not the transes. But anyway, that's where Scottish schools are. So I think I'd like to know, you know, who are the people exactly pushing this agenda within Scottish schools? I'd like to check their hard disks and their computers for starters. I'd like to do a bit of an investigation into them, because it seems to me that only the most perverse individual would look at a four-year-old and say to them, "Hey, are you gay? Could you be trans? Might you be a lesbian?" Only the most perverse people would do that. And as for this notion of appointing children as LGBT champions, this is absolutely horrific, and it needs to be stopped. Thanks so much for listening.